Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Darren Balaam. He's a candidate for Washoe County Sheriff with a long history in law enforcement. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time, Darren Balaam. He is a candidate for Washoe County Sheriff, and your family has a storied career in the Sheriff's Department.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And thank you for having me.
Do you want to talk about your dad?
Absolutely. So my dad was sheriff. He worked there for 36 years. So as a young man, I got to look forward to going to work with him. And that's what piqued my interest initially in law enforcement, was watching him as he worked his way through his career. And then it really, besides just my father-in-law also worked at the sheriff's office. So it truly is within our entire family. And my wife is a deputy sheriff as well. So both my wife and I followed our father's footsteps, and we joined the sheriff's office. I started my career in 93 as a civilian property clerk. At that time, I was 20, so I put myself through the academy. And once I graduated from the academy, turned 21, I tested. And then I began my career in 94. So I was Sheriff Kirkland's first deputy crew hiring. And there was about 40 of us. And over the next 20 years, I worked my way through the sheriff's office in all three areas. So detention, operation, and administration. Learning how each of those areas work together internally. But more importantly, how they serve the community. And it was my intention when I started, my goal was to have the opportunity, the experience, and knowledge to run for sheriff. So over the 20-plus years I worked there, I promoted all the way up four different times to chief deputy of operations. I had the opportunity to command the SWAT team, detention response team, which is our SWAT team of the jail, our hostage negotiation team. I supervised the motors unit, the canine unit, search and rescue, aviation, our regional intelligence center, or when we used to have the counter-terrorism center. And then I also went back halfway through my career. I looked at where I'd been, and then I went back to school. I sat down with then Captain Haley, who was our sheriff later on, asked him what I needed to do to prepare myself to move up into the command and executive level. And he said, go back to school. So I graduated in 2011 from the University of Nevada, Reno with a bachelor's in criminal justice. I then had the honor to go to the Southern Police Institute, which is at the University of Louisville. That's a three-month program. Once I completed that, I then continued on and completed my master's in 2015 in criminal justice administration. And then once I retired from the sheriff's office in 2015, I always was taught and believe in giving back. So I started teaching criminal justice at Truckee Meadows Community College as well as Western Nevada College. So for the last 2.5 years, I've been teaching the next generation of law enforcement and hopefully passing on what was passed on to me and what I learned throughout my career. So hopefully when they go into the criminal justice system, wherever that is, law enforcement, judges, attorneys, probation and parole, they're better armed and have the knowledge that I learned or that was passed on to me.
You stepped down when Sheriff Chuck Allen took over, and some people might say that he was almost the accidental sheriff. He was a public information officer, and so he was very well known within the community. But what kind of experience did he really have in terms of you know, what you've talked about as your background here?
I didn't engage a lot with Sheriff Allen when he was at NHP. I know that, you know, he was a trooper, PIO. What I tell people is this. The sheriff's office is very complicated. This year, our budget's $115 million. We have 754 employees. Our detention facility is the largest area within our office. And right now, the average daily population is 1,087 inmates. It can hold up to 1,323 total. So there's five mandates of the sheriff, unlike at NHP. So the mandates are we have to have a search and rescue. We have to have bailiffs in the district court unless there's over 700,000 residents, which we don't fall under. So we have bailiffs in the court. We have to do the civil processing. We have to maintain a detention facility. And then we also have to maintain or keep the peace in our community and quell all riots and insurrections. So the jail is a very difficult and probably our highest liability within the office. And if you don't have the experience of running that area and understanding all the liability that comes with that, it's very difficult. And that's what I would say.
Okay. So you started running 3 years ago in our discussions prior to this taping. You know, the person I know that spent the most time running for election was Bruce Breslow back in the day when he was running for mayor. And he spent 2 years going to every Spark City Council meeting to prepare himself. So 3 years is a pretty long time. It's almost that you jumped in almost as soon as Sheriff Allen came in. Do you think that the way that the Sheriff's Department has operated over the years, that it's almost impossible for, quote, an outsider to come in and succeed in that job?
I would say yes and no. If you have the leadership and the knowledge and some experience, but then you surround yourself, I mean, like any good organization, if you bring in somebody from the outside in the private sector and they surround themselves with the people that have that knowledge, you're going to succeed if you're a good leader. And so I would say it's more difficult. If you don't understand, especially if you bring in people that may within your executive team that don't have that experience, if they have that experience within the office, it's easier. Again, it is a very difficult and complex, and I don't think, and that's what I've really tried as I've gone out for the last 3 years to the public is educate them on how complex we really are. I mean, again, people don't realize how big we are.
Okay, there are some and people that have contacted me surrounding this race that have said that at this point the Sheriff's Department is basically a good old boys club.
You know, what I would say to this is I don't believe that. I believe, again, when I started my career, this is something that I always wanted to do. And when I tested, people weren't on the board that were within the sheriff's office because of where my father was. They had to be outside the area. And I always believe as a good leader, you promote who has the experience, who has the knowledge, but they also have to care about the employees. Because we have some great employees at our office. And I can tell you every day there is, again, 750, and we call them commissioned, non-commissioned, so it's civilian deputy sheriffs. They give their all to this community, and they drive their best.
All right, but to the point, I mean, do you believe that at this point in time the office is, I don't want to use the word mismanaged, but not running to the best efficiency that it could be running in? And that's probably the reason that Chuck Allen is not running for re-election.
I believe so. I believe there's some things that can be more efficient, more effective. I believe that we need to go out and we have to break those silos of this is our area, this is Reno's, this is Sparks's. Like any other business, we had to cut and shrink like everybody else. We have not grown. We have to work with the entire region. So, yes.
Mr. Balaam, the Trump administration is backing a plan that would have teachers carry guns in school as a way to combat these school shootings that have happened. What is your opinion on teachers carrying guns in Washoe County schools?
You know, I sit on the Safe and Healthy School Commission, and I think we're moving forward with some implementations to secure our schools. For me, I have kids in the school, and I want my teachers to worry about teaching my kids. I don't want to have them worry about teaching and engaging somebody that may be coming in with a firearm. I would rather look for ways that we can expand school police or other ways to put – and the goal right now, we just had a meeting last week of putting an officer in every middle school as well as the high schools that we have now. So I would rather put an officer that's trained, that shoots more than the average public does, that knows and understands and has the tools besides just a firearm to engage somebody that may be coming in and is a threat to my kids or anybody else's kids at a school.
You know, the other thing is that the cost of a full-time officer is going to be much, much higher than even hiring private security guards. If you look at the federal buildings, for example, north and south in the state, they're not manned by law enforcement. They're manned by security companies.
And that's something, again, we need to think outside the box. And if that's a better way where we think they're trained enough, then that may be an option. But we need to look at – I think we need to look at people that are trained for that, that have the tools to have that, and let our teachers teach our kids.
And I'm not arguing about that. I'm just talking about when you come down to reality and nuts and bolts, if you're talking about adding – you know, I don't know how many high schools, all the different schools combined, but it's in the hundreds if you look across the state. If you pencil that out in dollars, you're talking a serious amount of money if you were going to put even one armed officer at each school.
You are. You are. But I would also tell you, listening to parents, as a parent myself, I want the best person that's trained, not somebody that may have just gone through one class. And I don't know, you know, the plan's rolling out how they would do this, but I want somebody that is proficient. And I think the teachers, with as much as they have to do right now, you talk to all of them, their schedules are packed. So for them then to take that only the firearm out and shoot once a year,
you know,
don't know.
You know, truthfully, I'm not suggesting that teachers should be armed. Okay, let's take a break because we got to make some money here because we got to pay for the show. We'll be right back after this timeout.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Sheriff candidate for Washoe County Sheriff, Darren Balaam. And we'll be talking to the other sheriff candidates over the course of the election cycle, but he's the first one in. Ray?
Mr. Balaam, you spoke about a committee that you're on about school safety. Okay, you don't want to arm the teachers. I understand that. But what are some other steps other than just getting a police officer in every high school and middle school? What are some other steps that Washoe County could take to combat this problem?
So let me tell you what we're doing. Right now we're working on single points of entry. We're working on perimeters at all the schools. I believe all the middle schools are done, or all the elementary schools working on middle and high schools. Door locks inside the schools. We did an assessment. We just extended the contract for a third year. It's a safety school council out of Florida. And they come and they've done an assessment. So this next year, they're going to go assess 15 more schools and go reassess 10. And what we found, the PA system. Well, the PA system back in a lot of our old schools was just that, just a public announcement. It wasn't in all the areas of the school. So we're going out for RFP to make sure that those communications are in every, you know, they're in the gym, they're in the hallways, they're outside. So if something occurs and they go into code red, they lock that down. And then the other thing is training. you know, we have to train and we have to talk about it with our kids. We did training at Minogue several years in a row with all three all four agencies, Reno Sparks, Washoe, and school police. And we had a scenario where we trained the students, we trained the teachers, we had signs that they could put up in their window to let us know quickly as we assessed. Were they okay? Did they have injured? Was that where the possible suspect was? So we need to continue that training. We learned after Sparks Middle School on the law enforcement side, and what the school district can work on is we all responded to that. You had over 100 police officers surrounding that area within a few minutes. But what we learned on the law enforcement and from the school district side was we needed to make sure only a few responded at first, assess the situation, because if it's just not an active shooter, but we do know that terrorists are in our nation and they will target our schools. They've done it in other countries and they may have multiple areas. Well, we need to keep units throughout our entire region so it's safe, have some, and then once they get there to assess. So that was one of the new things evolutions we did in training probably about 4 years ago. And we need to continue to train with the teachers, have that conversation so that they know what to do. You know, looking at the Florida incident, one of those teachers locked their door that now the stories are coming out, and some of the students were stuck in the hallway and he refused to open the door. So we need to work with the teachers, the kids. When this happens, how does it happen? That's what the school district, that's what we're working on now, and that's what they continue to work on.
Okay, I want to change the subject. I wanted to ask you this. Stonegate development out north of the Reno Sparks area.
Quick explanation here. It's 5,000 homes that's going in the North Valleys
right.
of Reno.
How do you police that as in the sheriff? Is that difficult for you, or what do you think about developing all these homes so far out of the center of town?
Well, so for us, technically, that's going to be in the city of Reno because they've annexed it. So that's the city of Reno that'll be patrolling it. But I can tell you, we have units that are out in Cold Springs that'll be responding over into that area to help Reno. And again, that's where moving forward, we have to look at all the assets in a regional manner. Where can we be efficient? And where can we utilize Reno's units, Sparks units, Washoe units, and work together? And I can tell you on a daily basis, they do it now. We respond and help each other all the time. Out there with those 5,000, we're going to have to look at ways to be efficient, ways to use our data on where crime occurs and be proactive. And if we combined our assets, we have several regional teams that are some successes that we can talk about, the repeat offender, sex offender unit, crime suppression units. Those units are great at going out and identifying the areas where we can predict crime, and they can go out and help the normal patrol units combat and hopefully reduce that crime in those areas. And that's how we're going to have to move around as these developments on the outer skirts of our cities continue to occur.
All right. Let's take a break. More with Darren Balin when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Darren Balaam. He is a candidate for Washoe County Sheriff.
Mr. Balaam, a year ago about the Reno Gazette Journal did an investigation and found a major spike in deaths at the Washoe County Jail since 2015. What do you propose to do about this spike in deaths at the jail, or it was the reporting fair, or just what is your opinion on the entire investigative report and follow up by the sheriff's department?
So what I can say about that is this: we have the same type of population Vegas does with the gambling and the transient. They didn't have that spike. Prior to this, we had what was called ACEs, Area Crime Evaluation, every week, and then it went to every month we had a meeting. And we studied from all three areas, operation, detention, and administration, spikes. So when we had a death in the jail, those didn't occur very often, as the report noted. So when we had one, it would show a 100% increase. Well, I could tell you as I was moving up and when I was in the front, we immediately started asking questions of who was that person? What was their interaction prior to being arrested? What was their interaction when they were arrested? What was their interaction when they were booked in? Where did they go from the minute we took control of them through our entire process to where they may have passed away? And then we would assess and say, okay, is there changes we need to have in the policy? Is there changes we need to adjust? And that's what we would do. It was our check and balance to make sure if something like that tragic happened, that we could go and prevent it from the future. I've already been in talks with the medical provider that has been recommended, because that contract just came up. It's now going to the county commission, about ways we can work together. And I can tell you over the last 8 months, they've worked with that medical provider, and they've only had one death. And that death was a natural medical issues. They would have passed away no matter if they're at the hospital or
not. Can I ask you this? So yeah. there was a board of the public that was put together to look at this bid. And there were no medical practitioners on that board. Does that make any sense to you? That you're going to have a recommendation on a medical provider with nobody with a medical background? They were all business people of one kind or another?
Yeah, and that part I can't tell you about. I wasn't there, so I didn't know if they didn't have a medical person on there. That's something that, looking at it, would probably make sense to have somebody on there.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Let me ask you another quick question here, because we've only got about a minute left. Marijuana. It seems as though across the state, police departments and sheriff's departments are taking a laid-back approach to this. And I'm not being facetious when I say that instead of looking for every possible person to go and arrest for marijuana, I'm not seeing news reports anywhere that show that there is a huge increase in people being busted for marijuana. In talking to the mayor of West Wendover last week, he tells me that the Utah State Police are not doing crackdowns on people coming from West Wendover or coming from Colorado. What's your thought on this? And you got about 30 seconds.
So we have increased our training. Over the last, I believe, 2 years, they've implemented and trained all of our deputies on recognition for DUI, which is something we hadn't done. So we are being aggressive. We have our highway interdiction, high-intensity drug trafficking unit that is continuing to crack down on those transporting, because it's still illegal to transport across state lines and at certain amounts. So we are, in this area, still cracking down on that. And now that our deputies are trained, they are out enforcing those that want to use it irresponsible and get behind the wheel.
Okay, but are you seeing a spike in arrests because of marijuana since it's legalized versus the amount of arrests that there were prior to? Because it seems to me that there isn't a big boost.
So I have not seen that. The report so far, I'm waiting for 2017 to come out. Unfortunately, before it went legal, we didn't separate them, kind of like Colorado. So we don't know how many were drug arrests prior, unless you go through all of our DUIs. They were combined. So I'm waiting for 2017 to see where that number is.
And that's where we have to leave it. To be continued, and like to have a debate at some point here with the other sheriff's candidates, but we'll have them come individually as well. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
On our next broadcast, it's an all-pundit show plus part two of my interview with the mayor of West Wendover. We'll see you then.